Hello, you lovely lot, and welcome back to the Speakeasy. I'm Josh Carr. He's done it again. Russell T Davies. Has done it again. Second episode of the Speakeasy, and we got big news again. Last week, we had Shooty Gatwa announced as the next Doctor, but it looks like there's another Doctor popping along next year, and that person is the 10th Doctor. David Tennant is returning to the role of the Doctor, and not only that, Catherine Tate is back as Donna Noble. I can't actually believe the words coming out of my mouth. David, I could believe, but Donna Noble is coming back to Doctor Who. Right, this is going to be an absolutely incoherent rambling of nonsense. I'm not even drinking tonight. Look, I'm on the tea because I need to calm my nerves. Yeah. They're back. David and Catherine are both back for 60th anniversary celebrations, as is referred to. Let's start off. Let's break down the article, because I've now got access to the article. It took ages to load. It says, they're back. David Tennant and Catherine Tate return to Doctor Who. One of the most loved pairings in Doctor Who's history have reunited and are filming scenes that are due to air in 2023 to coincide with the show's 60th anniversary celebrations. So, I mean, what that means, we are none the wiser. It could be a cameo. It could be a full special. It could be a minisode, like Night of the Doctor. I think my money would maybe be on that at the minute. But they're back in some capacity, and as I said, you know, it refers to 60th anniversary celebrations. So I don't know if that's hinting at the idea that there may be more than one special. We can hope and pray that that is the case, because more Doctor Who is never a bad thing. It then says, the Doctor and Donna parted ways when the Doctor had to wipe Donna's memory, making her forget him in order to save her life. That did happen.
It happened.
He left her family with a warning. If ever she remembers, she will die. But with the two coming face to face once more, the big question is, just what brings the Doctor and Donna back together? Yes, so this is another thing, is where are they in their timelines when we're meeting them? And how? What are the circumstances? This insinuates to me that this is post Journey's End and the End of Time. I don't know, it might not be, but that's what it insinuates to me. I mean, Russell's post, which we'll go through in a second, contradicts that entirely, and it basically opens the door to any possibility. And if Donna comes back after these events, is it going to be the Doctor Donna, or is it just going to be Donna as normal? Are they even going to interact? Do we know that? You don't even know. I mean, that would be a shame, because the chemistry that they've got is obviously incredible. But maybe it's an interesting way to bring them back, like they did with Billy in the 50th. Like, she's technically a different character, so it wouldn't work in the same way. But, you know, you barely get any interaction there. And it means that it doesn't spoil what's come before it. Russell said, they're back. And it looks impossible. First we announce a new Doctor, and then an old Doctor, along with the wonderful Donna. What on earth is happening? I agree with that sentiment, Russell. Maybe this is a missing story, or a parallel world, or a dream, or a trick, or a flashback. The only thing I can confirm is that it's going to be spectacular, as two of our greatest stars reunite for the battle of a lifetime. I can't help but be excited. I know there's going to be people with concerns about the way that they're doing this, and obviously Shooty as well, which we'll get onto. But personally, it's a prime era of the show. This would be like, you know, if in the Five Doctors they manage to get both Sarah Jane and the Fourth Doctor back, that's, it's that kind of level. It is a big, big pull for the 60th, and it's a big coup for the 60th to get not just two big name actors, but two legends of Doctor Who on board. And like I said, it depends entirely on how they tackle it. I would trust Russell to do the right thing with them. I don't think he would do anything that's going to overshadow Shooty, which again is a valid concern, I think, for a lot of people, is that, you know, you're launching a new Doctor on the 60th anniversary or around it. We don't really know yet. And if you're bringing back, let's be honest, the fan favourite, especially in the general public's view, Doctor, to the role, and a fan favourite companion and a national treasure in Catherine Tate and David Tennant, you know, that is a risk that it's going to overshadow what is a new era and what is to come of the show. But I think it's, if you do it in the right way, it could really, really work. Like, if this is like a mini-sode or like a scene or a chunk of scenes near the start of a special that build up to Shooty or a storyline that involves Shooty, that is given a lot of weight behind that storyline. And also, we don't know that David and Catherine are the only people returning. I personally don't think they are. I think there is more to come, and I think Russell will have cards up his sleeve that he will either try and keep secret or he will try and hold back to announce closer to the time, maybe after Jodie's gone. In terms of what I think is likely, Matt and Karen, I think is quite likely for me, because they've both spoken recently about how much they'd love to return to the role. I think they'd both definitely be game if the time was there for them. I think Peter is a bit of a difficult one. Maybe if you got Pearl Mackey and Matt Lucas back, maybe that'll swing it. And maybe if you did it as more of a standalone thing rather than a multi-doctor, because I think he'd be more down for that. Who knows? Chris isn't going to happen. I've resigned myself to that fact. We are lucky enough to get him back for Big Finish at all. You know, the fact that he's now interacting with fans and he's doing Big Finish and stuff like that, that is a joy in and of itself. And, you know, this is the production team that he fell out with in a big way. He isn't coming back for the 60th. If he did, I would be over the moon to see him on telly again playing the Doctor, but it's not going to happen. And Jodie, I think maybe you'll get a little cameo like we got with Matt in Deep Breath, like something on the phone. I wouldn't want her in it properly when we've just said goodbye to her. I think it would, again, take weight away from her final story. Isn't it just a mad feeling knowing that the next, possibly the next, depending on how the 60th is structured, the next two episodes of Doctor Who are going to contain Jodie Whittaker, Mandip Gill, John Bishop, Sacha Dhawan as the Master, the Daleks, the Cybermen, Ace, Tegan, the 10th Doctor, Donna Noble, and Shooty Gatwa as the next Doctor. That's just mad, isn't it? That is mad. I'm excited. It's a very exciting time to be a Doctor Who fan. I think these back-to-back, you know, massive announcements, I think the fact that all week Russell has been saying they're not going to do another announcement until after Jodie's gone, and then just drop in this last one before he disappears again for another 7 or 8 months and then drops a load more stuff at the end of the year is just fun. It's not going to totally overshadow Jodie, because there's plenty of time between now and then for the hype to build for Jodie's final episode. You know, a lot of people don't even know that the centenary's on in the general public yet, because they haven't really started plugging it, and we haven't had trailers on telly or anything like that. Oh, I mean, rightly so. It's not that. It's quite far away at this point. You know, as we ramp up to that, I think that is going to be the main focus. And then I think the 60th is just going to pop off. I think we're going to get a lot after Jodie leaves. And we're going to get a lot of stuff like this. Fun social media announcements that are creating buzz. I said the other day that if Russell keeps dragging in demographics to watch the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who, then by the time we get there, the viewing figures will probably hit like 7 billion because you've got one of the best writers in TV coming back to Doctor Who, where he made his name and where he was widely regarded as one of the greatest writers the show has ever had. You've got a rising star from a massive Netflix series coming in to play the lead role. And then you've also got that added draw of a bit of nostalgia, which I don't think hurts, you know, especially in an anniversary year. If he was going to be bringing back doctors left, right and centre every ruddy week, then maybe we've got a slight issue. But for a one-off 60th anniversary special to celebrate what has come before and what is going to come for the show, I think it's a great move. And I'm just really excited to see them on screen again. And, you know, seeing them in costume and seeing Shooty in costume and finding out the plans for the 60th, it's just going to be mad. I'm so excited. It's not necessarily my favourite series. It's very close. It is very close, Series 4, to being my favourite series. It's probably just slightly edged out by Series 1. That flip-flops on a daily basis. But it is the prime era in my lifetime for Doctor Who. Like, I remember, like, Stolen Earth, that cliffhanger, everybody was talking about it. That just every single week, everyone was talking about Doctor Who when it was on. I'd go into school and all of the students would be talking about it. And then I'd go into a classroom and all of the teachers would be talking about it. And all of the parents would be talking about it because it was the biggest show on telly. And it's just going to be really fun to just relive a bit of that. And relive a bit of that excitement. And like I said, I understand people have their worries, which I think completely depend on how it's dealt with. But I would trust Russell to do it well and write it well. And I don't think that David and Catherine would sign on if it was something that is gonna, you know, damage their reputations in the role or damage the brand of Doctor Who in any way. I'm just confident. I'm confident that this is going to be great and that over the next 12 months, we've got some massive episodes coming, which will take us into the next, hopefully, 40 years of Doctor Who and lead us on to the 100th anniversary. And before we go, let's get some of your thoughts. Before I record one of these, I'll always chuck out a little tweet on my Twitter, at Josh Ryan Carr, or the podcast Twitter, at Who Knew Podcast, and I will ask for your thoughts on whatever topic I'm discussing. These might become a little bit more normal going forward, just sort of general discussion topics. You know, we've had a couple of weeks of mad news, but we've got some tweets here, which I am very excited to go through. First one is from Jack, at @an_awful_Jack, the host of An Awful Lot of Running Podcast. Great pod, check it out. Now, excuse me whilst I cry deeply whilst belting a song for 10 for the whole street to hear. Do we dare dream of 11 or 12? I am not well. I mean, who knows? Imagine if 11 and 12 come back in some way. That would be lovely. Or some of the classic Doctors. We've not even mentioned that. You know, Sylvester, we've seen, you know, Sylvester return in one of the Blu-ray collection trailers, which was amazing, and he still looks exactly the same. He looks the part. Bring back Colin. I don't care that they look different. You can explain it away. Just bring one of them back. And Paul McGann has not aged a day. I look older than Paul McGann at this point. Bring any of them back. Why not? I think it's always a bit of fun and it's a novelty that you only really get in Doctor Who. And, you know, I think for one-off specials, it doesn't do harm to just see old faces again and reminisce on our favourite eras and our favourite Doctors. I think it's a lovely thing to do. Cal, at generic_tweeting. They've said, I'll keep this short as I don't want to be the person who makes it miserable for everyone, but I'm not vibing with this choice. I have more thoughts, but I'll keep those to myself. I mean, this is the speakeasy where you can easily speak. So feel free to open up in future. But I understand. I get that this era doesn't vibe with everyone, though it's a widely popular era of the show. And it's, even if you do vibe with it, you might not be happy with the idea of bringing them back. I do always prefer looking forward and something new and something fresh. But again, I think with me, it's just a case of I'd be excited to see what Russell in particular does with it, because I don't think he would bring them back for the sake of bringing them back. I think he would have to have some kind of in-universe story reason to bring them back in order to make it work. Obviously, it's going to bring in an audience that may have tuned out at some point over the past 15 years. It may bring people who are fans of other David Tennant properties or Catherine Tate properties, and that is obviously a benefit, but I don't think he's going to do it solely for a cash grab or solely to bring in an audience. I think he will pull it back a little bit and make sure that it's going to work in the sense of a story. Rhys Dell at Rhys with a 5 and Dell with a 3. You decide where they go. These two were my childhood and remain my absolute favourite TARDIS team. I'm very, very excited to find out how this happens. Also, the thought of Russell frantically texting Georgia Tennant the other day to get her to post online saying that David wasn't in Cardiff makes me giggle. Yeah, some people spotted David in Cardiff a few days ago, and I thought, maybe. And Georgia Tennant tweeted out saying that he was picking up the kids or something. And I thought, well, she's not going to tweet out for just a few rumours, is she? Surely. Maybe something's going on. Who knows? Turns out it is.
Is it possible this story is true? Yes, it is.
And Troy at Red Arch Alive, great podcast with Crispy Pro, who's there. Go listen to it. To have thoughts, I need to process the news, which I haven't yet. This is amazing. That's literally exactly how I feel. And I think we'll finish it off with a wonderful submission by Dalekium, friend of the Who Knew podcast. It's just said, incoherent screaming. And yeah, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? So there we have it. In the year of our Lord, 2023, Russell T Davies, David Tennant and Catherine Tate will be returning to Doctor Who. And we're going to see them all together. But we're not going to see Russell. We're going to see his words. What a blast. What a blast. And if you're enjoying the speakeasy, please drop a like, share it around, comment below what your thoughts are, because I'd love to hear how people are feeling about this news. And check out last week as well, where we discussed Shuti Gatwa's casting, and drop your thoughts there. The first one went down really, really well. And if you like this one and you like the other stuff, I'll do more of them. Tweet me with ideas of things you want to chat about. I'll do it. Why not? I've also got a podcast on the channel, Who Knew, a Doctor Who podcast, where I chat to wonderful people in and around the world of Doctor Who about their experiences and their love for the show. I've got an episode with Ella Watts, the director and producer of Doctor Who Redacted, everyone's favourite podcast at the moment. That's coming out very soon, so keep an eye out for that and subscribe so that you don't miss it. You can also get that wherever you get your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple, wherever. Also, please take a look at the Patreon. You can get exclusive content early. You can get discount off our merch store. You can get all sorts. And it would really, really help the channel out if you can. And yeah, please stick around for more content. There'll be more stuff coming soon. And enjoy. Alon Z. Big thank you to all of our patrons, and a massive shout out to Cal King. Thanks for listening to Who Knew, a Doctor Who podcast. You can check us out wherever you get your podcasts and now on YouTube. Please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you can, as it really helps us out. And a massive thanks to the Sononauts for lending their cover of the Doctor Who theme to be the theme for the podcast.